Penguin Readers. The Woman in White. Wilkie Collins. Level 7. Note about the story. Wilkie Collins was born in 1824 in London, but he grew up in Italy and France. Later, he returned to London with his family, where he worked as a clerk in a business that sold tea. Collins then went to law school in 1846. He used what he learned about law in many of his novels, including The Woman in White. The Woman in White was written in 1859 and was Wilkie Collins's fifth published novel. It is one of his most well-known works and is considered to be the first mystery novel. Collins was very good friends with the English writer Charles Dickens, and The Woman in White was first published in short sections in Charles Dickens's magazine All Year Round. It was then published as a book in 1860. At the time when Collins was writing, how much money people had and the type of family they came from was very important in England. If a woman came from a rich and well-known family, she was expected to marry a man from a similar family. Often, she would have very little choice in who she married, and after the marriage, her money belonged to her husband. This book tells the story of one young woman's unhappy marriage to a baronet, a man who is one of the highest members of English society. Other high members of society were often called Sir, Count, or Lady.